What up, what up, what up?
What's happening, y'all?
Look what the cat dragged in.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Jeff is back.
The fat boy with faith is back.
You underdig?
You underdig?
Do you remember your lines?
What, do I got lines?
Welcome to...
Welcome to Religiously Incorrect, brought to you by High Street Fitness. Big, Mike.
Mike.
You know I can't never remember Fernando and Mike's
name. He wasn't saying it right before the before he was gone. So.
I can't remember Fernando and Mike's name. But big Mike
Phillips,
you know,
yes,
he's
sir.
Still out there. I watched a couple of his videos the other day.
Man,
he was jumping up on tables.
I blocked him, man. I'm tired of all this fitness stuff, man.
Mike got to be about my age, ain't he?
No, he's my age. He's younger than me.
I'm still, well, still, that's still old.
That is,
too old
that,
to be
that's
jumping,
too old
up
to be
on,
jumping
tables
on tables.
Like that.
That's too old for that.
Okay, how old you is?
You ain't no
Once
preacher.
Once you get past 25, stop.
Right. You ain't no preacher. I'm barely walking pews. Shoot, man. It's good to have you back, Pastor
man,
Jeff.
Man, what's happening, y'all? Man, I've been missing, man. I've been gone about 3 weeks, man.
Man, Lord, more than that, you've been backsliding. This cat, the lost sheep has come home.
Indeed, man. You see, I wore my 50th birthday
man.
Thing.
Hey, after the show, I'm going to take you over and get you the Bengay and the cane. We got a walker.
Man, AARP and all
man,
that stuff,
Viagra.
Man.
We got the...
Listen, man. Hey, welcome, Charlene.
Hey, Lady Char,
Lady
good
Charlene,
to see you.
God
hey,
bless
we're
you.
we're bringing Pastor Dela Cruz back soon. Let him know we're coming for him.
Absolutely, and please tell him one of my members actually asked about him personally. Wanted some therapy for one of their friends or something.
He owes some money. That's he owes somebody some money. That's what. You seen him around lately?
And I'm honestly, until I just saw your name, I actually forgot about it. But she probably be on tonight. But she did.
She'll be on.
She was looking for somebody. She said she remembered how good he was. So.
Oh, wonderful! Hey, yeah. Rashad, so good to see you, man. He has been missed. He has been missed. Pastor Jeff looking kind of tan.
Well, listen. Let me.
Elder Carter.
Before we, can I just tell about my 50th birthday from hell?
Go ahead and give us the 50th birthday.
It was the absolute worst.
From the bosom of Beelzebub.
Oh my goodness, man. I got on this. First of all, I went to Miami.
You went to Miami?
I went to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
We stayed at a hotel where it was definitely Donald Trump's.
Oh, okay.
Symptom that
he was at Mar-a-Lago.
We was the only tan people
Y'all
there.
Y'all the only tan people there?
We was at Mar-a-Lago
it
for
real. It was the tan people. It wasn't our kind of tan.
None at all.
That's
and I'm
hilarious.
Like, oh my. We was in a swimming pool and I just, you know, and they wasn't talking like, you know, they was all talking. And
it said whites only on the sign. I don't know why y'all didn't read it.
So, okay. So then we get on a cruise. Wednesday, I start getting sick, man.
Okay.
Wednesday, I start. So I don't want to tell them. This is a $4,000 cruise.
You're not telling them.
And I'm not, because I'm damn about, they ain't about to
this what I'm
quarantine
talking about.
Me.
This is what I'm talking about.
They ain't about to quarantine
this
me.
This is why we had a pandemic. This is why we had a pandemic.
So here's.
Might have a pandemic in the studio.
Here's where it gets bad. Thursday is my birthday. I'm already sick. And
right.
All I wanted to do for my birthday was get on
hey,
jet skis.
Hey, Kara, good to see you. Hey, Sister Carter.
I get on jet skis.
Get on jet skis.
I'm the first person there. They tell me, you know, go out. You got a whole hour. We'll come back. I'll come out and get you because you can't take your phone and stuff. You're all wet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm out there by myself. I'm on the jet skis. I'm flowing by myself. My wife and kids don't want to go.
Sounds dangerous.
I'm out there in the middle of the ocean, 15 minutes into this jet ski, and the jet ski stop. In the middle of the ocean.
You got a janky jet ski?
It's 90 degrees in St. Thomas.
Was
at
it
9 o'clock in the morning.
Was it a buy here, pay here jet ski? Because you know it's tax time. So that's the only kind of jet skis that's out there right now.
So the sun's beaming down on me. I'm scared to get in the water because I'm thinking it's a shark.
It's a J.D. Byrider jet ski.
Man, this cat come out. 45 minutes I'm out there, man. This cat come
just
out.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there. Thinking, you know, this is my birthday. This is how I'm going to die. This is how I'm going to die. This is where it all ends.
This is how it ends.
In the middle of the ocean.
Who knew?
When a whale just come up and just take
me. Jaws just roll up on you.
So they pull me back in. It's like, well, you know, what do you want to do? You was only on 15 minutes. You know, what do you want to do? I was like, it's my birthday.
Okay.
I want the rest of my 45 minutes. They give me another one.
This is a bad idea.
I'm flowing for about another half an hour. That jumps
that
died. It died on me, man. I'm like, I'm done. I quit.
What is this, budget cruise line? What is this, flea market cruises?
I quit, man. But it started back up, but it kept on starting and stopping. So I was able, it took me about another half an hour to get it all the way back in.
This is a five and below jet ski.
Dude was like, you know, and this is just the guy from St. Thomas. So what do you want to do?
What
dude,
do you want to do?
I'm done. I quit.
I almost died
Third time's
twice.
A charm. I quit.
And you still sick?
Yeah, man. I got home on Sunday. Went to the hospital 3 times that week.
Jeff was like, I am the captain now.
Done. So, suffice it to say, I'm happy to be back at Religiously Incorrect.
I'm happy you're here too, man. I'm happy you're coughing and not me.
Right.
Because last time it was me. But
Todd get those coughing spells about once a year, man.
Hey, that's, I'm like Paul. Like, this is my thorn in
the flesh.
This is a thorn in the flesh.
But it is a thorn.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, Pastor Jeff. I'm glad you survived. I'm glad you made it. But speaking of people dying.
Well.
Jamie Foxx.
He dead.
We don't know.
He dead. He died. No, you know what?
So right now, when it comes back, it's going
to
be a different.
According to the people out there, he's being cloned.
That's what I was about to say.
He's being cloned.
I was about to say, it's like when the Ultimate Warrior, like when he came back to the WWF when I was a kid, they said it was a different guy and the real one died in a car wreck. Or who else somebody did? Was it John Lennon or Paul McCartney or somebody? The Beatles died and they replaced him.
My wife told me that I guess there's this thing going around talking about the alternate universes came together.
The multiverse?
The multiverse came.
Is she been talking to Christian?
Well, she said,
the Spider-Verse?
She asked me, where's my heart at? And I was like, it's right here. She's like, when I was young, it was always on the left side. I was like, no, your heart always been in the middle of your body. She's like, it's
well, right. I thought it was on, it is on the left.
No, it's in the middle.
Nah, your heart's on the left, dog.
Man, listen, see that? See that? This is what they're saying. They're saying the people who came in a multiverse said it was in the middle. But
where
people,
is this going? Where is this conversation? You know what, Jeff, you can leave again. Where's our guest host at?
Listen, you know what? Jeff, Wait a minute, don't worry. Y'all can bring back, they brought Deacon Willoughby out of
Deacon Willoughby? I ain't lying. Listen, we did have some guests. We had CJ, we had Deacon Willoughby, we had Larry up in
big
here.
Big L.
We was running winos on the street. But anyway, back multiverse though.
Yeah, but I mean Jamie Foxx. But like, I mean seriously though, these cats got. I think that he's entitled some privacy.
I do. I think he is too. I mean, I believe he is. But I also believe that once you've lived your life as a public figure, that's one of the burdens is that people are not going to let you have your privacy. You're not going to have it. Yeah. It just is what it is. But the conflicting stories, and you know what this has exposed? All of these raggedy internet news brands.
Right.
That are basically just like, and I don't know if you remember, like the Huffington Post, there's a couple other websites. Well, they never really made the news. Mm. They would just copy whatever
somebody else said. Right.
And if it was a rumor somewhere else, and they literally just copy and paste the same headline for views and for likes. So the Jasmine brand, Rap TV, other ones, which by the way, I don't know if you saw Kev on Stage's video about Rap TV, which does a lot of black news. Turns out it's run by a bunch of white boys.
Really?
Like suburban white boys. And he did like an exposure. Kev on Stage, the comedian, was like, I looked this organization up and none of them are black or anywhere close to black. They just take black news and black clips. And they have millions of followers and are making big money off of monetization. Wow. So here's the thing. You got one people saying on these fake news sites, which by the way, no major outlets reporting any of these updates. Right. Just Instagram and Twitter and Facebook pages. And they're like, the family's preparing for the worst.
Well, the scary thing is, and I think the biggest thing is, he hasn't said anything.
He hasn't. Well, he did say something when it first happened.
He had one post saying, thank you for the prayers.
Thank you for the prayers.
I think that's what they said he said on Instagram.
But that was way back when. That was like 3 weeks ago.
It was on his page.
It was on his page. Right, right.
And then his daughter or somebody was like, my dad's out playing pickleball today.
Right.
So
she said like the news is just running. They just going wild, right. Making up stuff.
But it's also us. And let's be clear. This does happen more with us as black people. Why are we so eager to kill people?
Remember we killed that lady? Why do we care?
But I mean, it's, I don't, It's a story if a major person is near death. I mean, well, yeah,
near death. But I mean,
but if you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, we're just so big. Who was the lady that was the Tyler Perry actress? And that was going around like 2 months ago. And it was like the little short lady, the thick one that was all not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dark one.
Ella, that was Ella, Ella. Ella, yeah.
And they had her dead. You know what I mean? Like right, she passed right, right. Prayers for her, yada, yada, yada. And literally she like Tyler Perry put up a post and was like, I called Ella and I was like, Ella, you dead? She's like, no, I ain't dead. And it's just crazy because internet rumors and people are so quick to share stuff.
Somebody wants to be the first to break.
If I say it right now, pray for my boy, Pastor Jeff, man, da, 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 nobody will do any investigation whatsoever. And I could say that about somebody. Now, maybe there'd be credibility to that because we're close.
Right.
I could literally say that about anybody. Any star that I've never met in my life. I could say prayers up for Nick Cannon. And that mug will be shared like 4,000 times.
He needs some prayers with
well,
all the kids.
Well, he does need prayers. He needs some zippers up for Nick Cannon. That's what we need. Condoms on for Nick Cannon.
But Jamie is very good at keeping his private life private. He's very good at keeping secrets. Because if you remember, it came out that he was dating that white actress, Katie Holmes.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, for like 5 years. And like nobody knew about it.
So well, he needed to
so
keep
he,
that
he's
secret.
He's very good at that.
After she was with Tom Cruise, he needed to keep that a secret.
Sure. I mean, who's his daughter by?
Oh, I have no idea.
Don't nobody know.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. I don't even know if this is real daughter.
We don't even know if we don't know if he's a alien. I mean, so I guess prayers up for Jamie Foxx.
Prayers up for him.
I mean, dude, you know.
He's phenomenal, man. Phenomenal actor.
And it would be a super singer. Sad story that this is, happening. Yeah. You know, because we've lost some good ones at a young age, man. I mean, Chadwick. And I think, you got to remember, we've been traumatized by some young deaths.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chadwick Boseman. Luther Vandross wasn't that old when he had the stroke and never came back. You know, so we've had some. And, of course, my man Prince. You know, when you've been traumatized with young, sudden deaths, I mean, it makes everything believable.
I mean, to go from where he came from, though, to go from becoming a superstar with a person like Wanda.
right, literally.
To doing, you know,
Living
the
Color.
Work that he's done. And
this guy went from Living Oscar, Color to Ray Charles.
Right, to Ray Charles, yeah. And then singing. Who sings the Brady Bunch? He killed it.
Right. I saw him in Akron before he blew up. I saw him in Akron. He did like an hour and a half stand up, then like a half hour, 45 minutes on the piano. And I was just blew back. You know what I mean? You know, to actually see somebody that talented. And then I knew right then he was going to blow up.
And one thing about Jamie, he is a pure classic entertainer.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said that we need to bring back the days where people were actually entertainers. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. You could tell jokes, you could tap dance, you could sing a song, whatever. I mean, he's that guy.
All the way around.
He can act, he can do it. So, I mean, serious. I mean, I hope, you know, that he pulls through. It'd be a wonderful thing. I hope that we treat one another with wisdom and some discretion. And I hope more people learn. You know, here's what I will say, like we said about him dating the girl without, you know, people knowing, being sick. We haven't seen pictures all over the internet. We haven't. Whoever his crew is, the rest of y'all, the rest of y'all need to get a crew like Jamie. If you don't have no other lesson in your life, we need to have Jamie Foxx do a master class.
Armor Bearers.
Right, on Armor Bearers. He can do a class of Armor Bearers. And by the way, while you at it, teach Ja Morant something.
Oh, my God.
Because this fool.
Nuts.
This guy.
Absolutely stupid.
The first couple of times, I'm like, ah, he's a kid. Now I'm just like, bruh.
Yeah, you need to get kicked out.
You need
out.
To talk to Jamie.
You need to lose your money.
You need to talk to Jamie. Well, hey. We're going to jump right into it because it's Mother's Day. We know y'all all relaxing after those long meals and waiting for 4 hours at Lone Star and Olive Garden. So let's go on ahead and hit that meme of the week.
Meme of the week. Meme of the week.
Welcome to Religiously Incorrect, ladies and gentlemen.
Meme of the week. Meme of the week.
Thank you. Send us your memes of the week.
These are all jokes. We are just playing.
All right. We've been doing video memes of the weeks for the last couple. They were pretty good. We had some pretty good ones. I mean, you got to watch. Grover, I got to tell you, he kept up with the last one about the, what was it? The devil in the phone booth dialing 911. It was a song. And Grover's line was, looks like he needs a quarter. It's pretty good. This one is the old school picture meme of the week. And I didn't share this one with you.
I haven't seen.
Jeff hasn't seen this one, but Mike, cue it up. What's our meme of the week? Young preachers immediately after their trial sermon. I love it. I love it.
You went from minister to bishop, man, in 5.2 seconds.
To the apostolic order, the ecclesiastical jurisdiction of I just preached my first trial sermon. By the way, that was probably garbage.
Absolutely.
Because what trial sermon? I mean, I don't care how much people say it's a good sermon. It's usually garbage.
It is. And I can guarantee you on his Facebook, he got an application for taking, you know, for summer gigs.
Yeah. MC, you know, I'll MC your revival. I'll run your grandma's birthday party.
Stop.
Young preachers.
You ain't taught Sunday school yet.
You're not even on time at your own church.
What's on his head, though?
Oh, it's a Burger King crown.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Well, never. It's what's it called? A mitre? It's an apostolic mitre.
The King of Glory. King Glory.
Third wise man. He's the fourth wise man. Yeah, but this is true, man. I mean, this is reality. This is what we're, and let's be honest, we all are kind of feeling ourselves when you're a young minister and you get your first shot to do your first couple. But at the risk of sounding like an old head, we weren't like this.
Absolutely not.
This is going far.
Absolutely not. I mean, we might have tried to get a little business card.
You know what ruined people? When they started selling robes on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because before that, you know, I mean, you had to go through some trouble.
When they started selling robes on the internet. And let's just be honest. There's also, you can get your master's degree in a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's how I'm doing. You can get a year, 3 months.
I mean, and so.
3 months.
And
I mean, I think. You can get ordained online.
It takes away from people who've actually went to school, put in the work, and, right, you know, study to show they self-approved.
And I'm going to tell you, right, being in a master's program right now, I see why them cats put them letters behind their names and
absolutely,
they got it. Because, you know, I was of the camp like, oh, these cats are all trying to. Nah, after you didn't pay that money and did all that work like I'm about to do tonight.
And then, you know, I watched the other day on the internet where a guy basically just went off on a guy because he was in a restaurant with fatigues on. But you could tell he was never in. You know, he just bought these fatigues somewhere. And, you know, right, the guy, you know, it's called stolen honor.
That's
stolen
it.
Stolen valor.
Right. Stolen valor.
Stolen
valor. Right, right, right.
And some of these people are stealing valor from those who have actually put the time in and put the work in to get these PhDs. And then, you know, and don't think we can't tell when you tell your, when you preach your sermon.
Listen.
Don't think it's not apparent. It's definitely apparent.
Do we even have to go to this? Because even some of these trial sermons.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, we know you're using AI. You know, we know you're using Google for this.
You ain't lifted your head up.
Right. And when you do, you immediately start talking like a runaway slave.
Right, right, right.
You go from sounding like Neil deGrasse Tyson to sounding like Kunta Kinte in the span of 2.3 seconds. So, yeah. So, hey, young ministers, slow it down. There's plenty of time. And by the way, the type of people that usually behave that way are normally not even a part of legitimate ministries anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, they're usually a jackleg under a jackleg. Mm-hmm. And can't wait to tell the world about it. So, hey, if you have a meme of the week you'd like to send in to us, send it to religiouslyincorrectpodcast@gmail.com. That's right. religiouslyincorrectpodcast@gmail.com. If you can successfully send an email to that long email, we'll just send you a gift card to Dollar General. Just because it's so long.
It's long, but you won't forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't forget it. You're right about that.
You ain't gonna forget it.
So we want to thank our sponsors for supporting us, the Phillips family of businesses, Phillips Care Lawn Services. It's that time. We were warning you for months. We've been warning you when snow was on the ground that you were going to need somebody to come cut your grass. And now here you are. Your yard is raggedy. You know, you got all them dandelions like I do. And can't anybody call the councilman on me because I am the councilman. So what you going to do? But call my man Fernando at 330.
And don't be getting mad at him.
Don't get mad.
Because we've told you for the last 6 months, and now you got to get at the end of the list.
And the discount is over.
So you got to get your lawn done at Sunday at 10:30 at night.
10:30, right, at night.
Because that's all he got left.
And you try to put the kids to bed. That's what it's going to be. 219-7916. And while you're at it, Phillips Care Cleaning Services. Indoor, outdoor, maintenance, repair, carpet cleaning, floor cleaning, deep cleaning, move in, move out. Whatever you need done around your house, they can make it happen. They do everything but change your baby's diaper.
Is that the worst when somebody tries to cut their grass at 7 o'clock in the morning, you trying to sleep?
Man, I'd want to go outside and cuss people out. Like, dude, lawnmowers shouldn't even work that early. They shouldn't even start up that early.
It's probably Mike Morris.
The lawnmower should be mad.
No, mine's electric. You can't hear mine.
Really? Yeah. You got a Tesla lawnmower?
Here you go.
Is it racist, too?
No, nah, man, it ain't
racist. I'm joking.
Hey, I saw Fernando the other day, and they are still hiring. He's still looking for people.
Fernando's hiring, y'all.
All right. Yeah. He's hiring.
Hey, y'all get them kids off their butts and make them work for the summer.
That's it. That's it.
All right. So tonight's episode is just going to be a bit of a Mother's Day freestyle. And I just want to start off with saying thank God for mama.
Man.
You know, whether your mother is with us or whether your mother has gone home and is passed, which, you know, a little hard this year for us because we've lost our matriarch, you know, and my wife's family. So it's a little different. You know, my mother, thankfully, is still with us, but we have been through that cycle now a couple times with losing grandparents. Absolutely. Or parents. But we wish a happy Mother's Day, first of all, not to be like negative on the first side. Can I just say something real quick at the top?
Go ahead.
Does it not feel like to you that between Christmas and Mother's Day, they seem to be the main ones, we now talk more about those who don't have than we do about those who do?
Right.
It feels like in efforts to be sensitive to those who've lost mother, you've lost your mother years ago. It just feels like the sentiment of being aware that everyone doesn't celebrate the same way has almost, hey, Vernell, how you doing? Has almost overtaken the sentiment of the reason of celebration. Just like Christmas. It's like, remember those that don't have. They're literally saying, don't brag about what you got your kids. Don't do show and tell. Don't tell your kids to go and tell their friends what they got.
Man, as much money as I spent on
brother,
that little,
tell everybody.
I'm telling everybody everything he got. My son got the PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Take it to school and wave it in front of people's faces. Say, nah.
Much as... But listen,
I feel like
if you got, go ahead and shout. We want to shout your mother out.
Shout your mother out.
Shout your mother. We doing libations,
Lady Linda.
It's
not libations.
We doing libations.
I'm about to pour this out.
We doing libations. Shout your mama out tonight.
Well, I'm start with my wife, the mother of our children. You know, my wife Shamika. You know,
my wife Tiffany.
My mother Linda.
Even though we ain't had DNA test yet, mother, we're trying to still.
Hey, somebody out there.
I told her that today.
Somebody out there is saying, you're not getting the card until I get the test results back. You're not getting the card until Maury tells me. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Rest in peace, King. You're not getting the Mother's Day card, no chocolates until I get that.
Do you still take the kids out to get your wife stuff?
Yeah. They got a card, but I just get the stuff now.
Right. Just to get a little stuff.
Because I'll be honest, their ideas suck. The stuff they want to get is always terrible. It's always terrible. It's like dumb. Because first of all, especially when they're little, they really be like, Mom wants some Nerds or some Skittles. I'm like, no, you want some Skittles. they be wanting the dumbest, or they pick super expensive stuff. And then I'd be like, nah. They're like, why not, Dad? All loud. Why not?
Christian told Tiffany today, I drew you a picture. She's like, I don't want your picture.
Ethan. Hey, Pastor Kent. Listen, Ethan was like, I painted a rock for Mom. Ethan said, I painted a rock at school that says, I love Mama, but I can't find it. I'm like, she don't want that anyway,
she
man.
She don't want that.
We're going to do this rock.
That's it. Pastor Barnes.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, what else is there? To get flowers, cards, chocolates.
Money. That's what I give my wife. I just, and I know,
you
I know
money when they spend your money anyway.
Because
it feels good. It's the same money. Like I took your car to the ATM to get you money out.
I mean, I took them all out to dinner today. I paid for the whole dinner for everybody. Mother-in-law, cousins,
you better than me, dog.
Aunts, daughters, all of them. And I was like, well, you know, I paid for this. So y'all gotta, you know, y'all go ahead and leave a tip. It's like, happen. Jeff, can I borrow some money to leave
a
tip?
Can I borrow some money to leave a tip? Exactly. It's Mother's Day, doc. Yeah, I cooked for everybody.
Okay.
And first of all, I mean, I knocked it out the park, of course.
I swear,
my secret seasoning.
Todd is a grill master.
My secret seasoning.
Yes, sir.
But I did. We brought the ants over because, you know, with grandma passing, it's not the same. So we had the ants come over. And I made the steak, the fillets, the salmon. You know, I had it going. I had it working. But way cheaper than going out and feeding the family. Way cheaper.
Trust and believe
it's
me.
It's worth it. I'll do that all day. That's holidays from here. That's holidays from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do, Mike?
I have an issue with cards, man. I don't like giving out cards. I do. But I mean, because, okay, they read them.
Cards are whack.
No, they put them in the drawer.
No, they don't.
And then.
They don't read them.
My wife reads them.
Your wife reads them.
She be mispronouncing words and stuff. But
Let me ask you something. Let's keep it all the way 100. All
right.
And I know maybe some of your members is watching. But on an anniversary with all those cards, all those cards we get on anniversary.
Every single one, three times. One for the father, one for the son. One for the Holy Ghost.
Pastor Barnes, come get him. You know he lied.
I don't even notice
you
the check.
You know he lied.
I don't even really notice the check. To be honest. My eyes be so filled with tears. I just be so overwhelmed with emotion.
Woo!
At the sentiments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with Mike. Cards, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day cards. And maybe this comes from having been married for 18 years now, dating for years before that. What else can you possibly say? First of all, you're at the stage of just tolerating each other at this point. So all this
write
stuff
a love letter, man.
I've thought about that.
Write a love
letter.
Have you
seen those videos?
Give
of people,
your heart.
Have you seen those videos of people who somebody wrote a custom song for them and they didn't know it? Rosetta said, "I shake the car." He's a real one.
You ain't wrong.
Keep it honest. My grandpa used to do that. He'd shake it and toss it behind his back and didn't have nothing in it. I was like 4. Hey, Pastor Tatum. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless you. Good to see you.
Post your page up one more time. I think it's We Rise 365. Make sure you post it up. She started like a nonprofit group centered around mental health.
Oh, awesome.
Over
awesome.
There in New York. And if you live in New York, you probably
phenomenal.
Need some mental health. So, I mean.
Absolutely.
Especially
absolutely.
If you live in Brooklyn. So. But so I'm over cards.
I'm over flowers. I'm over flowers.
Yeah.
As pretty as they are, I mean, it is a huge waste of money to me.
Flowers are a waste.
They are.
I'd rather get plants that would like last all season.
Right.
Like
right,
ferns.
Right, right,
or,
right, right, right.
Those hanging plants for the season. Rise 365. Y'all go like. I want to see some likes and some shares. We rise. I always had a problem.
And we'll rise up.
Here we go. Jeff is back. Jeff is back.
But yeah, man, flowers. I mean, you can get white. You can get pink. And they look so pretty the first day. And
I mean,
then
wilted.
Then like 3 days later, man, it's like you literally watch yourself put your money in the trash.
Flowers are the Antichrist. Jesus comes back to life. Jesus comes back to life after 3 days. Flowers die after 3 days and never come back again. Wrapping paper and cards, y'all can leave those at the store. I mean, and they're still making big money.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they're still making me money.
Ah, that's what I'm talking
about. I want money
about.
Or plane tickets.
Come on. That's Pastor Tatum got it.
Yeah.
And that's literally
tickets.
What we...
Plane tickets? Are they wow. Going to be some spirit
that's
flights?
That's literally what we... we start doing for Christmas is just doing right. The cruises or doing the vacations because it just makes more sense to me.
Let's hear from the mothers. I mean...
Yeah, mothers, what do you want?
Yeah.
Pastor Tatum says she wants money or plane tickets. If you're a mother,
are Diamond still a girl's best friend? Because me, I don't even like, allow my wife to be friends with diamonds.
Nah, man. Nah,
that ain't cool. That ain't cool like that. You ain't going to get all up on my wife like that.
Nah, I mean, friends with cubic zirconia. You're going to be friends with love the skin you're in. That's what I say. That's what I say.
Now, a lot of people love the, not Victoria's Secrets. What's the other one?
Pink?
No. What's the Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body
Works. But Bath and Body Works is expensive too, man.
It is.
When you got one bottle of lotion for $14.50.
Oh, yeah. And they make you think you're getting a deal when you get like three for $30. They're just getting you to buy more. Okay, Sister Carter said jewelry is always a hit. It can be costume as well. Well, I'm glad you said that.
Okay,
that's all,
see,
that's all it was going to be.
Thank you so much.
It was going to be all that paparazzi joint. Would y'all be on there showing the $5 necklaces? Which, turns by the way, the $5 necklaces, they're almost like $5 footlongs and $5 pizzas. They're like $5.75 now, you know, because inflation is a mug.
That's a good
spa
one.
Day.
A spa day, nail and a pedicure.
My wife did say she wanted to do a couple's massage, but she said she wanted her whole massage and she wanted half of mine because it was Mother's Day. I said, what? It's just selfishness.
I can't. Shamika has actually mentioned that. And truth be told, I don't like people touching on me. I just don't. Like, randoms. Like, I can't fathom. First of all, if it's a dude, nah. I mean, if it's a
female.
But
you've never went and got a massage?
I've never had a massage.
Seriously?
Ever. I've never been to a spa.
Wow.
Massage, nails. That's the new thing. You know, even men doing the pedicure. Like, I don't know how I feel about somebody playing with my feet. I mean, I'm just not into it. It's just she wants to do that, and I'm just not, you know.
It's cool though. Now
I'm old.
Good massages. Good massages.
They probably do.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
A good massages for you. Good massage would do. It would do some work. Wonders.
Massages are nice, and the pedicures are nice too.
Right. I probably need to. I need to open up. Matter of fact, even an older cousin of mine. I mean, she's literally an elder in our family. She got me a gift certificate to a massage place because she was like, "You need to relax. You know, you need to take time. You know, you do so much." I still haven't used it, and I need to.
Wow.
I need to.
Now, see, Sonya just said Bath and Body Works all smell cheap to her.
I mean,
I like some of the smell. I mean, Gloria Rucker be having a whole meal smelling like Bath and Body Works.
She be out there with y'all?
Yeah.
Warm vanilla sugar was Shamika's scent from the time we were young, and I still buy it for her.
Warm?
It's called Warm Vanilla Sugar. It was like a line that Bath and Body Works. It was like, you know, the body wash. Literally... It smells like college.
It smells like
we
college.
Dated. That's when we started dating, right. And that was her scent. I literally found it on Amazon.
Now,
so,
see,
VIP ticket.
Pastor Tatum, Todd like concerts.
Okay, Father's Day is coming, and I know Shamika's not watching. I know she's not watching, so one of y'all can tell her. The one thing I've never gotten ever was like an experience like concert tickets or something that has to do with my interests. Like music. It's one thing I've never gotten.
I
bought myself
concerts.
Concert tickets last year. I've started to hate concerts.
I can't stand concerts. I don't care what it is.
I'm starting
unless
to hate.
It's that Second Baptist where I know I can be in the front row.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would rather do small venue concerts now because if it's a stadium style concert, we would never be able to afford to sit close enough where I really want to be up there. And I just don't like. Like, we went to the Mary J. Blige concert, and that was the bomb gift I got my wife for her birthday. I got a bomb gift. Was it birthday or was it our anniversary?
I
bought it early, and I didn't give it to her for her birthday. Okay, bomb Mary J. Blige concert. And when I got there, I realized I didn't want to be there because I was surrounded by a bunch of middle-aged has-beens trying to party and be hot.
Sonya wants you to go out of town and get a massage by Susie.
Have a massage. Sonya, you trying to get me hemmed up. You trying to have me on 60 Minutes to catch a predator.
He said Susie Kim's. Wow.
Susie Kim. We made you feel real cool.
Deaconess Carter is trying to have Chris Hansen show up and say, so what are you doing here? So what are you doing here? You're a pastor from Ohio. Why are you in Singapore?
Now, you know, I am with Elder Carter with the expensive perfume or cologne. I love a good perfume. I love a good expensive cologne.
Hint, Tiffany.
Yeah, you know, Tom Ford, if you please. It's about $345 a bottle.
Ooh.
Praise the Lord. crazy in the Lord.
That's a tithe. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Yeah, I mean, so I do think we need to find ways to be more meaningful, give experiences. I've done some of those things, but I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know. I know it's still meaningful to...
I've done some of the things, and I'm just going... I've tried to do some very creative things.
Like?
I've done things like I've wrote my wife sticky notes that said, take out the trash right now. Wash the dishes. I'm serious.
These are reverse... Wait, are these like coupons for
They're
you?
They're like coupons.
For you?
That she can use.
Oh, I thought these are for her.
No. I'm saying, no, it's for me. It's for me. So, you know what I'm saying? If she gave me this coupon...
Like a household coupon
right,
book.
Like a household coupon, you know, cook me dinner. Give okay. me a massage. Wash the bathtub.
So
you
basically, know. Do the basics. Congratulations.
No, but I had to do them right now when she gave them to me. You know where
you
I...
You don't normally do it when she asked you to do it?
No.
Like take the trash out? That?
No, that's my job. I want to take the trash out when I get ready to take the trash out. So, I mean, it's just, but it's just little things that you know, try to, you know, I've done the whole rose petals to the bathtub thing. You know, I've done that. You know, I filled the room up with balloons. Matter of fact, for her last birthday.
You did. You did.
Was it birthday or Christmas?
It was her birthday. You did it big.
You did like 40. I did. I did
40 some. Balloons, 40-some roses, 40-some. I bought everything, you know. I try to make it exciting, romantic. I'm a romantical.
You are romantical. I'm not romantic because Shamika isn't either.
Okay.
She's not like a romantic person. So one of the things that we want to do is I try to give her experiences that... Again, the Mary J. Blige concert.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to do things that can be, she said, too much stuff to clean up for us. So I've gotten big on the experiences, you know, like a trip or again, a concert, things like that. With everything going haywire and with me actually getting good at cooking, that's become a thing for me.
Right.
It's definitely setting up a good dinner or experience. I mean, Jeff is a romantic. I mean, you had people come sing to our wives.
People come sing to the wives.
We could have just took them to a concert and let them listen to them sing.
See, on Sunday morning. Bad, if I was you, Pastor Todd, and I knew how to play the piano, oh, it'd be on, Doc. It would be on. I'd be killing.
Shamika has never
she
wanted
be impressed
to hear me.
With it.
She's never wanted to hear me play the piano. She's never wanted to hear me. I got friends that play the saxophone and they play songs. Shamika has never said, you know, play the piano for me.
You'd be singing Brady Bunch. Like
right. The Jamie Foxx Brady Bunch. Exactly.
I think I had Eric Howard come over and play for us one time.
Did you try to get with your girl afterwards?
Stop.
Nobody watches this show. Nobody watches it. You got to be careful with that stuff, though. Hey, I had a guy. I would not say his name, even though I could. And I used to play for him for weddings. And I swear one time, he was a singer. He was like the wedding singer. I swear he was about to have that bride caught up. He had her ready to risk it all while she was coming down the aisle. And if not her, he probably definitely got one of the bridesmaids before the night was over. Because this dude was all up in her eyes. I mean, the groom was turning around like, what's going on here? Like, what's happening? Okay, how about kids? Like, we talked about kid gifts. So I'm in this place where, you know, our kids are getting older now.
Right.
So like you said, she don't want this picture.
Right.
Kids got to put some real effort in now. How much do you involve them in, like, creating or brainstorming gifts?
Well, I think I learned from you.
Okay.
That you give people three options that you like. You like all three of them.
Right.
But it makes them feel like they've picked one.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do. You know what I mean? Now obviously with Grayson, dude, you're gonna get whatever I
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Christian,
everybody knows this is,
you know, he's a little older and you know, and like you said, some of the gifts they wanna get is whack.
He's gonna get a Roblox card or Fortnite. All right, so let's shift gears away from like us personally gifts and all. And, you know, Mother's Day is a prime day for church.
Absolutely.
It was like a second Easter for us this year. It's not always, because there is a bit of a gamble. There's a bit of a gamble. Sometimes it can wash out. Other times you can lose, and other times you can win. And that is your, are your members going to come to your church with their mother, or the children have their mother come with them, or are they all going to end up somewhere else?
Well, I thought it was a great call that you made last night when you said, if your mother asked you to go to church, let them go.
Yeah.
And I just responded, not at Progressive. Bring your butt right here. Tell your mama you'll see her at dinner later.
Right.
But
well, Greg came. Greg. Did Greg come with his mom? Yeah, one of my brothers came. So, brother, you better come back and bring your tithes. No, but, and I believe full heartedly. So let me start there. I believe full heartedly, because we do live in a world now, we've said it over and over again, where people, you know, once they come into adulthood, they can explore all these different beliefs. But then what bothers me is that they're not just explorative of whatever they want to believe, but they become completely anti even engaging or being willing to entertain the faith of their family.
Right.
And I'm just of the mindset, like, there are a million things we do that are not really our core beliefs or places we go. You know, if I was invited to a wedding that was of a different religion, or a funeral at a different, you know, I'm going to go out of respect. To you to single out church is that thing I'm just not going to, because I don't believe in Christianity anymore.
Right.
I mean, first of all, what's the worst we can do to you at this point? I mean, honestly, you already don't believe in any of it. So just humor us.
Right.
And I think some people are a little afraid, to be honest, that being and coming back to church with mama or whatever might upend some of their expectations and some of their criticisms. And so they'd rather just stay outside so that they don't have to be like, oh, this is all right. Like, they don't have to admit, because they like to keep that image up. We've talked about it a million times. You, what do you do to come to church? We barely even talk about offering. Or what do you do if you come to church and preacher actually makes sense?
Right.
What if you're starting to feel convicted?
Right.
You know, so I always say, if your parents, grandparents, family members, somebody, mothers, grandmothers, children, children say, come to my play. Go.
Please.
Don't play that. I don't believe in all that mess. She don't believe in your mess. She's still taking care of you and your trifling self. How you gonna tell mama you ain't going to her church with her and you live in her basement?
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
Right, right.
You about
right.
to ask her for a loan next week. You got the nerve to tell her I ain't coming to church with you.
You better go and put a couple dollars in a plate.
Right. So we did have a change up this year. And I talked to my sister and our sister who takes care of our mother's acknowledgement. We have been doing like who is the youngest mother, who is the oldest mother, which mother has driven the farthest or is from out of town or whatever.
Okay.
And we would give out flowers and stuff. We had to change that up because, you know, first of all, youngest mother. That can be problematic.
Extremely.
Because what if a 13-year-old pops up? And you're just trying to avoid it because, again, you're not going to shame.
Right.
But you also don't want to celebrate.
Right. Oh, look at the baby.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to celebrate. Secondly, what if somebody pop up like nobody knew was pregnant or somebody out them or something? You know, what if somebody out somebody? Like, girl, you told me last night. So we just did like a certain set of all of our, I think, ladies who are 90 and over.
Okay.
And then she did something for the sisters that sing in the worship team that, you know, give their time. And I think that's a noble thing to do.
It is.
But do you do any special, or have you all seen at home any special acknowledgments that?
Well, today, I mean, today was special to me, not just because it was my first day back at church, but it was special to me because the ladies
just got rehired.
The ladies themselves came up with, they wanted all the ladies to wear hats. And it was just something that we've been so much on this dress down.
Wow.
Dress down, you know, just come as you are. And I mean, but to see everybody come out in their hats and looking good and, you know, with their pearls and
right.
You know, it just felt, you know, like something I hadn't seen in a long time.
Right.
And I was really excited
to see
that.
It's a good look.
It is.
Even if it's almost become like novelty now.
Right.
That's the crazy thing. We're going to have a whole show about church clothes soon, but it's almost become dress up the church as the novelty.
Right.
Remember we used to be dressed down Sunday?
Yep, yep.
Now we literally have to have a dress up Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to have to dress that another week. But I do like that idea I think before the reality of the whole day hit, we had bounced around the idea of doing something similar. But I was going to need Shamika to kind of push that. And it just wasn't there this time around. So if you've seen any good ideas, here is one that one of my sisters in my church told me that they used to do, that they stopped doing at some point. And that was everybody would wear a rose. And I don't know if it was a fundraiser or if it was just like a pass out thing, but it was a certain color if your mother was living, a certain color if your mother had passed. And it was just an acknowledgement. But the troubling thing for her was that she was young. She was like a teenager and her mother had passed. So she was the only child there with the different colored rose for a deceased parent.
Right.
And that just, she just mentioned it to me the other day about how that was just, it's a good intent. Nobody's saying that. I mean, but that how awful she felt. She couldn't wait to get out of the church. Like, this was obviously not the day for them. So I felt like there is some caution you have to take. We do like the little pass outs every year. We order something. It could be like a bookmark and a little thing of lotion or, you know, just like a little really something. Who do you, you know, you don't want to make assumptions about every woman.
Right.
Because some women may not have children, don't want children. Somebody, you can't quite tell how old they are or they're even mother age or whatever, you know. And so it just kind of becomes positive, you know, woman day.
Right.
Thank God for all women, mother figures, I always say, aunties, big sisters. You might have big sisters that kind of raise their siblings,
right.
You know, kind of a situation. So there's some caution we have to exercise with that. What we didn't do, and I'm kind of glad, no disrespect, it probably would have went great if we had done it. But in years past, we had done the ladies don't do anything. The males sing, usher, you know, sometimes they even have breakfasts in the morning.
Right, right.
At the church.
My wife brought that up for Father's Day. Should the woman make the man breakfast? And
okay, I'm
I was
down
like,
for that.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes,
please do.
Right.
Start. Yeah. Matter of fact, start tomorrow.
Start practicing. start practicing. So, yeah, Sister Carter says she wore her right robe. So people still do that. But, I mean, it was kind of like a church-wide thing.
Right.
And I think that was a troublesome thing. So we've done the male chorus thing.
What about... You know, what about sermons?
Okay.
What about sermons? I mean,
I'm
because
glad you
we
mentioned
all we love the Proverbs, you know, 31 sermon.
All right, let's just be clear here. All of y'all ain't virtuous women. Listen, we be lying. We be up there lying. All you women are virtuous women.
And your husband shall call you.
Which one? which one? Which one?
You tripping.
Your children call you blessed. Do they? Do they?
When they call you collect from
jail. They call you collect.
I'm sorry. I'm
call
sorry.
You from JPay. CPS has your kids. No. So I told them this year. I said it on Wednesday. I said, I'm going to do a lesson about honoring mothers because I'm not doing a sermon about mothers. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not doing a sermon about mothers because I've done them. I've done Superwoman or as Wonder Woman. I did Wonder Woman when the Wonder movie came out. I was really into the themes. And in one another year, I made like She Makes It Happen. You know how much?
Okay.
First of all, if you are a preacher at a black church.
Uh-huh.
And you can't hit a home run sermon about black women,
you
need to get out the game.
Yeah.
You're the meme of the week. If you can't hit a home run sermon extolling the virtues and the strength of black
women,
you need to just turn in your papers.
Please quit.
Right now.
Resign.
Because if there were ever a Sunday where you should get all the amens in the world, it should be Mother's Day or
Absolutely.
Any sermon when you
Absolutely.
Are celebrating black women. But believe it or not, there are some who will get up and tell everybody what's wrong with women. Women don't cook no more, blah, 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 blah. And turn it into a whole nother thing or go into they don't make mamas like they used to, which, you know, it's not that it's not a funny line, but you got to watch how far you take that stuff because it's low key true.
It's low-key insulting.
But it's insulting, too.
Mm-hmm.
We also didn't have to have two income households and, you know, a lot of the differences in the culture and society. And so I made up my mind that I was just going to preach just the word God had given me about Psalm 91, which, you know, about being in the presence of the Lord and under the shadow of his wings and all that kind of stuff. I could have found spaces to say stuff, and I did make one allusion at the end to Big Mama's house and how you always had that house to go right. to, but the whole point was there's another house that will never change either, and you can always come home to this house and da 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 da, and scream, holler, do the whole thing. But I do feel that we have to be cautious as ministers not to be bound to the holiday every single holiday.
Right, right.
There's nothing wrong with, we know why we're here. We're like Marshawn Lynch. All those people that walked in with their moms and grandmas was looking at the pulpit like, you know why I'm here. You know why I'm here, Pastor. Get it over with so I can get to brunch and get me a mimosa.
Right.
And get this done with. But I've done that, but I feel, especially days like those, Easter is going to be Easter. But then again, for a Baptist preacher, every Sunday is Easter.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to do something, but I didn't want to be stereotypical on a Mother's Day sermon, you know, whether it be Ruth, Proverbs. So I just dealt with Esther,
okay.
the whole story of Esther, and, you know, called it, he turned it. And but it was good, you know, and it was odd because Esther, first of all, didn't have no children.
I was about to say, she's even a mother.
She had no children.
Okay.
But what she done was saved a nation.
True.
Okay. And so it worked out well. And, you know, just to, you know, try to bring that up. So
to you all tell me, the few of you who are watching, the thousands of you, do you enjoy Mother's Day sermons that are specifically about mothers? You know, gratitude for mothers, the strength of a mother, you know, all of that. Because, I mean, like you said, the virtuous woman, of course, Proverbs 31. There will be the countless stories about whatever mother prayed for their son or their children or whatever.
Right.
So Hannah, mm-hmm. you know, there'll be the one about the widow with the son with the meal.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
His last meal and
yeah,
died.
Yeah. I mean, Mary, of course.
Right.
Yeah. You know, throw Mary in there. One point I did make today concerning mothers, even though it wasn't really a Mother's Day point, it was just that I've noticed a disturbing trend of people whose mothers are the, go ahead and take your kudos, man. Go ahead and take your kudos. We don't get this every day. So your word,
thank
you. It was a good word. I actually heard a couple quotes from Brother Jackson. He's, you know, he seemed to really be blessed by the words. So I appreciate it. But I've noticed a disturbing trend of when you have these rocks of your family, mm-hmm. people are treating the rocks of their family like the rock. Mm. And it's literally like they're sort of filtering their relationship with God inappropriately through the person. And it's very clear that when that person either passes or grows weak, there's no relationship of their own.
Right.
But, and even if they talk about them in legacy, they're talking about them as if they almost saved them. You know, almost saved them. See, that's right, Elder Card. She said, I'm not letting nobody compliment Pastor Jeff without Pastor Todd. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you understood the assignment.
I'm joking.
No, she was just talking. But so that's a caution I think we have to make.
Absolutely.
And mothers are to be appreciated, not worshipped.
Right. And I love what you said when you, that simple word, legacy. And I think oftentimes, you know, when mothers pass on, we look at the legacy that they left, whether it be good or bad. And oftentimes we exaggerate.
Right.
Just be honest, the legacy that they actually left. And so we have to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to be careful and honest about that legacy. You know, you're not going to say it, man. My mother was a scoundrel. She was this, she was that.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, some of us, I mean, come on. I mean, people do know who your mother was, by the way. I mean, you can. Hey, it's like three diggers in that joint that knew. There's a couple brothers in there that know. And you're like, she was a sainted woman. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be honest. And, again, you got to live your own life out of that. And I think that should be the encouragement is that, the vital role that mothers play in the life of our families, as well as the church, because we all know that there is no church without sisters. So we should have like 3 or 4 Mother's Day a year, truth be told.
Absolutely.
And then honor your mothers of the church and people in the community who serve extraordinarily beyond just their own families.
Right.
They become figures for so many people. And obviously with losing some people in my life, my grandparents now all sleep. All of my grandparents are asleep now. Having other people in our lives who occupy those spaces.
Absolutely.
Mean everything. And I could name them, you know, and I, at the risk of leaving anybody out. First of all the ladies of our church, we are greatly appreciative of. I mean, they just wrap their arms so much around us. But there are just special people. I mean, when I go down to see Pop, when I go down to Columbus to see Pop, I mean, it's always another spoiler.
Right.
And I could say, my dad is always, he's taking them. But let's just be honest. We're missing those extra 2 or 3 grandpas that used to always drop them $10 and $5 and $20. So when he's cash having said, hey, these are for the kids. Hey, go buy them some ice cream or something. I mean, you really are filling a gap, you know. And so that's a good time to appreciate those women in your life that are just there. People, Mother Marsh, love you to life. I mean, when someone looks you in the eye, like last week, and I had come off a doubleheader baseball game that Saturday, you know, I get up and gave her my best, and she was like, your eyes look tired.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody's just shaking hands. Truth be told, if they could drag you back in to preach again, they would. You know what I mean? Ask you to do 500 things. Other people would be like, go lay down. You ain't eating right.
I think we have those people, especially in the community. You know, I got to church on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
First time I was back at church, 3 weeks. And
did they take your temperature before they let you in the sanctuary?
But Sonny came up to me. He said, I had a lady call me and said, you need to make your pastor rest.
That's it.
I saw him on Facebook at a clergy breakfast. He should be at no church. He need to rest. But, you know, we have people in the community who care enough about us.
Right.
And about our health and about what we do. And we're grateful. They're very frequently our
sisters.
Absolutely.
Because they have that nurturing mothering. They notice things just like they would have noticed it in their own child or their own husband or whoever. Like they notice. So that's why when people say, well, why so much attention on mothers? Well, that's why.
Right.
That's why, you know, and that's why we do these things that are just small tokens. And let's just be honest, they're small tokens.
Yeah, I mean, we could have went a million places, but I think we take the time to honor mothers. And I want to close and end with saying, give those who have lost their parents, you know, and regardless of how long it is.
Right.
And I know you ought to be over that. No, you never get over it.
No.
You never get over it.
You don't.
It's a pain that, you know, people always say, you know, I wish I could email heaven and all that stuff. It's a truism. You know, there's some things that I was able to go to my mother about that I couldn't go and I would never go to anybody else about.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And so, you know, allow people to mourn in their own way and, you know, encourage them to still live their life.
And I think that that's something, again, social media, has created an openness. And one of those things is people being raw and more realistic about their feelings.
Right.
And there were a couple of people that I noticed up and down my timeline, like, this is a horrible day for me. Nobody texts me. I don't want to get any happy Mother's Day things. You know, I'm heartbroken, blah, 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 blah. Some because they've lost a parent, some parents because they've lost a child.
Yeah.
Or they're in just a tough space. And, you know, you question sometimes the wisdom of, you know, being so expressive in that way. But at the same time, you can't tell a person how to feel. But that's what makes the human experience such a mishmash of sentiments and emotion. It's like all this can be going on in the same room, sometimes in the same heart.
Yes.
Great feelings of appreciation and gratitude and celebration at the same time, sadness and grief and a little bit of bitterness. Wanting, longing. And the more I've lived, the more 2 things have happened. I've learned to be more graceful and gracious towards the complicated experience of being a human being. Just in ways that might sometimes sound like I'm sort of compromising or not sticking to the boilerplate Christian answers we've been told.
Right.
You know, because some people might listen to me talk and be like, you're giving a lot of space outside of trust God, believe right. in Jesus, da, 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 da. But there's another feeling that arises, and it's a disappointment that others didn't do this for me or for others sooner.
Absolutely.
Because this is not new, and it makes you wonder, you know that the world is different, the world is changing, and it really is. People just a generation above us couldn't fathom having the freedom to talk about the mixed feelings of holidays like this.
Absolutely.
That we can openly express now. I'm not saying people in your family weren't sad 50 years ago when holidays came. I'm not saying that that didn't happen. But the way we are able to openly express it and talk about it and make room for it. And like I said at the top of the show, it almost feels like we spend more time. But maybe that's kind of like a rebalancing and a reconfiguring, because we almost just overlooked people altogether who weren't in that joyous, you know, it's almost like get with the program or go find a corner to sit in until right. we're done. Right. You know, so
I think you that word, which you said, rebalancing.
Yeah.
Because it's something I struggle with, whether it be Christmas, whether it be, because my mother died nearly 20 years ago. Mm. And so when my mother died nearly 20 years ago, I was broke.
Wow.
I was broke. You know what I'm saying? So I never got the opportunities to take my mother out and to, wow. you know what I'm saying? I always stopped, always showed love. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, halftime, I went over there to eat with my mom.
To get something to eat, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So the stuff you would do now.
The stuff that out, you know.
You were so able to do now. Yeah.
You know, to take all my family out to dinner and just pay for everybody. I would love to have said, Mama, I got you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I never got that opportunity. So sometimes I feel regret in that sense that,
yeah.
you know, I can do this for my mother-in-law, but I was never able to do it for my mother.
Yeah.
It's not, I grew. And I think my mother would be proud and happy that right. I grew to a place where I can do the things that right. I do now. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying?
You wish could have done it. I mean, you know, with my wife's mother passing at a young age, you know, she's right in the age range that everybody else is in celebrating their grandchildren.
Right.
The younger grandparents, basically, that are able to be there at all the events and be the cheerleader and yep. watching the kids grow up and be that loud hollering person at the field right. and all that. And so feeling like you're missing out on that, you know, it does take you back. You know, being the very first year. And we hate to end on a low sentiment, but this is religiously incorrect. So we ain't got to end with a hoop.
Right.
being the very first year where we didn't go to Miller Street and walk in that room and take pictures.
Yeah.
You know, that's something. Yeah. And you never know. I keep telling y'all, when it'd be your last time.
Never know.
You know what I mean? And when we say your last time, I don't know. It's not just saying I love you to a person or whatever. It's all the experiences that go with it. Because once upon a time, that was Second Street in my family and Highland Avenue in my family.
Right.
And at some point, that basically came to an end. Came to an end. And we just kind of picked it up. And it was, by the time I was married, it was over at Miller Street, where right. Tamika's grandmother was. Now that's effectively come to an end the way we knew it. So I think it's good for introspection and it's good for examination. It's good for us that we truly do have something to be thankful for, but it's beyond just thanking God for mama.
Right.
It's being grateful to God for the experiences we've had, the lives we've been blessed to live, but also the idea that we are on a journey and our feelings are not abnormal or weird
right.
or distrustful of God. That he has given us space to shout and sing the praises of our mothers.
Come on.
And at the same time, shed a tear for what we missed.
End it on a hoop, brother. Go ahead.
Hey! But the good news is that the bad news was wrong. No, but to all of our mothers out there, especially our viewers, happy Mother's Day to all of you. If you don't watch us, I'm not wishing you a happy Mother's Day. I hope your flowers wilt before the night and your chocolate is stale. But if you watch our show.
If you watch our
the
show.
The blessings of the Lord be upon you. What you got, Big Mike?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Special happy Mother's Day to Mother Mary Marsh. I love you. Appreciate you. Always have. Always will. To all the mothers again. Happy Mother's Day. Thank everybody for tuning in to Sunday Night Service once again. And we'll see y'all next week.
Oh, and by the way, if you didn't get your mother a card, they're on sale now. So, you know what I was going to say? I forgot to say before we go. Why don't we treat like extra moms like side chicks? You know how they say side chicks like February 15th?
Side moms.
Side moms. You get the leftover candy.
Hey, Jeff, you going to take us out with Dear Mama?
Take us out with Dear Mama.
When I was younger, I forgot it. It's over. It's over.
The
Dear Mama!
Hit the theme music. Take care, y'all.
All right, peace, y'all.